This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. On today's show, we'll talk with former Ambassador Jack Matlock about lessons from the Cold War and how they apply to public policy today. But first, SCORE Cincinnati provides workshops and free business coaching to new and existing businesses. Now the organization is strengthening its focus on female and minority entrepreneurs. As part of this initiative, SCORE is recruiting female and minority business leaders as mentors to guide business owners toward their goals. Here to discuss SCORE's mentoring program and other resources are Betsy Newman, Executive Director of SCORE, Mentor Pat McKay, and Karen Williams, owner of Sowendipity Lounge. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Pat, Betsy, and Karen, so good to see everybody this afternoon. Thank you for being here.
Hello.
Thank you.
Betsy, tell us a little bit more about SCORE. SCORE is what, Service Corps of Retired Executives?
Yes.
So tell us a little bit more about the group and its mission.
I'll be happy to. SCORE is the business partner of the Small Business Administration. We are the volunteer arm of the SBA. We've been around for 50 years, and our main goal is to provide mentoring and workshop education for small businesses and startups. So that's been our mission for more than 50 years, and we're continuing it today. We have basically four services that we offer. One is our one-on-one mentoring. The second one is our group or team mentoring, in which a client is matched with a team of experts. Third is our library of 100 downloadable business briefs and webinars. And finally, we have a series of business workshops. All of these are open to our clients. That's why we exist.
How do you become a client of SCORE?
It's very easy. All you do is go to our website, www.scoreworks.org, or you can reach out to us at our office downtown, 525 Vine Street. But if you go on our website, there is a button to click that says, yes, I'd like a mentor. And there's a small drop-down menu that'll happen, and it'll ask you a little bit about your business, whether it exists or whether it's just in dream phase, and what kind of mentoring you'd like. Would you like soup to nuts, everything, or would you just like specific help with, say, your business plan, something like that? We aim to offer what we call targeted mentoring, which is just what you need, just what the client needs for as long as the client needs it. So once you've clicked this on this button, within about 48 hours, you will hear back from your mentor, and you take it from there. The process is entirely governed by the client. You get to stay in touch with your mentor as long as you wish.
Now, tell us a little bit more. You said SCORE started 50 years ago?
Yes.
So how did it get its start?
Well, it started back in 1964 because Small Business Administration said, you know what, it's tough to start a business in this country, in this economy. What could we do to help, best help small business? And they came up with what you most need and can least afford is quality mentoring, really good advice. So they came up with this idea of offering free business mentoring. And you mentioned that our acronym, SCORE, comes from Service Corps of Retired Executives, which is true, although today we don't use the R word so much because nobody really retires. Many of our members are, in fact, retired, but at close to about 40% of them have still a hand in a business. They're either consulting, they're working in a son's business, or they're connected to a business.
So you have both retired
have
and
both.
People who haven't retired.
Yeah,
so.
Which we think is great because it offers a richness, a diversity to our clients. They have the benefit of those with a lot of experience and also the benefit of those who have more time to spend with them because they are, in fact, retired. So we think that we have the best of both worlds with our mentors.
Pat, tell us some more about the mentoring program. How many mentors do we have in Cincinnati, and what backgrounds do they come from? What types of things can they help businesses with?
We can help with just about everything. We have about 100 mentors. We go through a very rigorous certification process so that we are all following a standard of ethics and a process that we learn as we go through this training so that we can do the best job of individually meeting the client needs. I've been a mentor for about 5 years now, and I started with SCORE in Raleigh, North Carolina. and then moved here 2 years ago. So I've had a ready-made organization that I could transfer into and find people that could help me get connected, help me get settled in the city. So it served multiple purposes for me. And I've learned that each chapter across the country does things a little bit differently. We all end up with the same results, but we come at it slightly differently. And I've been really pleased with the Cincinnati chapter. We are trying all sorts of new things that go well beyond the traditional mentoring and workshops that Betsy mentioned. In fact, I believe that's where I met Karen, was at one of the first women's networking events that a group of women mentors went out for coffee and said, what could we do to better support our women clients? So we held a series of just networking events, and it was amazing, the energy level and the sharing of business cards and the bartering of services. It was just thrilling to see how much people loved what we were doing.
And you have a women's CEO roundtable is also part of this?
That was one of the outcomes of the networking events. We asked people for their feedback and said, what more could we do that you would like to participate in? And several of them said, we'd love to have some sort of a roundtable where we could bring problems and have peers help us solve those problems.
Now, Pat, do the different mentor chapters across the country, do they collaborate? Do they share ideas?
Yes, there are a number of national and regional conventions where groups get together and share best practices, get to read out on successful events that have recently happened, and kind of share things that others may want to pick up on.
Karen, first off, I want you to tell me about Serendipity, which is your company, Serendipity Lounge.
Yes.
What is that?
Well, often people come in and think it is a real lounge, and we have to correct them. It's a sewing studio.
Okay.
And I call it a whimsical place to create garments with a dip of chic. It started out initially when I talked with SCORE, I wanted a way of replacing a famous fabric store that we had in the city that was going out of business. And after working with SCORE and the mentors, it was decided that I need to look broader than that. So I have kind of like a one-stop shopping place. So not only do we teach people how to sew garments, we also do alterations. We do a little custom work because we put garments in the window that we sew to get them to come in, and they didn't want to sew them. They just wanted to buy them out of the windows. So we started doing that. We sell fabrics, and we also sell notions because there are times that people will be downtown and someone will need a needle to sew up a backpack, or the other day a gentleman needed a special thread. We happened to have it, so we had that kind of thing. And also, we provide a little therapy like lounges do.
So you're a lounge.
Yeah. So they can come in. We have rocking chairs and other things, and they can come in just talk and check us out and, you know, enjoy being in an environment that is really fun to be in.
Yeah. What gave you the idea to start that?
Well, part of it was, you know, I've been retired 11 years, and I had done some nonprofit things, but my passion has always been sewing and creating and fashion design. And I just decided I'm not ready to sit in a rocking chair yet. So,
like Betsy said, a lot of people don't retire.
Yeah, they don't retire. So we decided, along with my husband, because I pulled him along on it, into this whole process of starting a store in 2016. We officially opened April 4th, 2016. And we have been in business for a little over a year, and it's been really a lot of fun. I wake up every morning excited about going to work. It can get a little overwhelming because we can have the studio full with people and everybody needs my help and all that kind of thing. But It's really been fun, and I'm glad I decided.
And you pulled your husband into this.
Yeah, I pulled it. He calls himself the janitor and the cleanup person because he comes in and he makes sure everything's neat and clean when we leave before the day is over. He answers calls on the phone. He comes in and helps when I'm really too busy to, you know, make transactions and things like that. So we have really been a team. A two-person team, and we work really well together. And I really appreciate him working with it because he's retired, too. And he taught school at Walnut Hills High School for years, and you would never have thought that he would have gone into something like this with his wife.
Yeah.
Karen, talk about the kids' camps. I think that's one of the most innovative things you do.
Yeah, we do. This summer, we tried it last year, and it was such a success, we did it this year. It's called Kids Campadipity. It's a play on sewing-dipity. So it's where kids come in, and we actually work with them 10 to noon, Monday through Friday, in some kind of class where we actually teach them how to sew. Our purpose is not to do knitting or crocheting or any of that. There are a lot of places out there that will do that. We like to teach kids how to sew garments. So that's what we do. And so we've had them come in just this week. We're not finished with the class yet, but we've had kids come in with T-shirts. We tie-dyed them. We cut them off. We made them into skirts. And we have the cutest ensembles that they put together. And it's just been fun. They love it. We teach them how to sew on buttons and how to thread needles and how to put elastic through waistbands. Simple things that you think kids ought to know, but they really don't because nobody's teaching home ec. Can I say that?
Yeah, I was going to say, it seems like the interest in sewing and making things by hand like this kind of tapered off over the years.
Yeah,
are you starting to see renewal of that interest?
We see a lot of renewal because people will come in and they'll say, you know, I used to have that when I was in elementary school or ninth grade, and they don't know, no longer teach it. Then you have a whole generation that never got it because they took all of those basic skills out. And we have people coming in and needing buttons sewn on, and we charge them a lot of money for putting on a button. So if we can teach these young people how to sew, it's relaxing, it's therapeutic, it's a way to do something with your hands, and it's really an art that it has been lost.
And you know the quality of what you're going to get because you're making it yourself.
You're making it yourself. Yeah. And we always tell them it takes patience because they think they can come in here and whip something out in 5 seconds. You can't do it like that. It takes time. There's a slogan on our backboard that my mom used to say all the time, whole step or no step. And so they think that you can just throw it together and it's going to meet my approval. Well, it doesn't. So I say we either do it right or we can't do it at all. So we have a lot of fun in there, but we get the job done.
And we will continue our conversation about SCORE's mentoring program. You can join us at 513-419-7100. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney, here to talk about SCORE's mentoring program and other resources for female and minority entrepreneurs. Our Betsy Newman, Executive Director of SCORE, mentor Pat McKay, and Karen Williams, owner of Sewendipity Lounge. You can join us at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. So, Karen, tell me how you've benefited, how SCORE has helped you with your business.
I had I have a mentor, Mary Jane Good, who really got me at a critical point. Because I had gone to a couple of meetings, but I couldn't really figure out how I was going to take this idea I had to a level where it was going to be feasible to really implement. And she told me, gave me a little exercise to do where I realized what my passions were, what I liked to do, what I didn't. And because of that, I was able to formulate a plan that would work well for me and work well for my customers. So that was a real big piece. And then they invited me to be a part of this roundtable for women. And that has been so awesome because there are times where when you're an entrepreneur and you're a brand new one, you feel like you're out there swimming in shark water and you don't really know if you're going to make it. You need some encouragement. You need sometimes somebody to pull a line of support and a lifesaver out there to you. And I felt like being in that roundtable gave me so much encouragement, and it was therapeutic to be able to listen to other people who have the same problems that you have, or challenges. I won't say problems, challenges, and they're able to work through it and giving you suggestions and ideas and encouragement. It just keeps you going for the next month when you go back again for another little fix.
And Betsy, I've heard what Karen is describing from a lot of business owners who say they feel like they're out there on an island by
yes.
themselves a lot of times.
Yes.
Hers happened to be in shark-infested waters.
So. Yes. Yeah.
But was that one of the ideas behind creating this Women's Roundtable was to,
yes, it is.
To give you that networking
Absolutely.
Opportunity? And that.
And I do want to correct one thing. While we are currently emphasizing women and minority clients, we are open to all. We love men
right.
entrepreneurs, too.
You're
the
just,
reason,
you're tightening, I think, is the term you're using right now. You're refocusing
yes,
with something that you've been doing for a long time.
That's correct. Because SCORE, when we looked at our demographics, as Pat indicated, there are 103 active SCORE mentors. Of our clients, 58% are women, 39% are minorities. So we realized we needed to focus on that. And that's the reason that we're actively recruiting women and minority mentors, although I'll accept all mentors. So if there's somebody out
there— You won't turn away anyhow.
I will not turn them away. What we require are two things— namely business expertise. That's our absolute stock and trade. So you have to have good business experience. And secondly, be willing to be trained. And then thirdly, be willing to give back, because all our mentors are volunteers. They give to the community. They will tell you they gain much more than they give. And they're enjoying it tremendously. It certainly fills a vital need for somebody who is recently retired or about to retire. Because as I tell them, you can retire and volunteer anywhere. Everybody wants a piece of you. But we're an organization that will actually tap into your unique skills and expertise. We need what you have, what you've learned over all these years. We need you to share that with young and starting out entrepreneurs.
Are most of the experts that you're getting, the mentors that you're getting, are they specialists in certain areas? Are they people who have a broad business background? Or is it just is it a mix of all the
It's a mix of all. Because we have such a large number, it's kind of a wide bandwidth. So, for example, we have people with general business expertise. We have people who are trained in certain fields like engineering. We have people, even people in medical and legal careers. So we can advise people who are setting up their practice if they need that. We have just about, as I think Pat indicated, we can pretty much solve or fit any mentor, any would-be client's needs at this point.
Now, go ahead, Pat.
Well, and we call on each other. If I have a client who has a very high-tech need to build some sort of an app, and I don't have that background, I can reach out to others in the chapter to help me with that client or get them through a particular spot in their work, and then go back to giving them more general business counseling.
Yeah, is that the team mentoring, or is that something
no,
different?
No, that's just being able to reach
just
out to
just being able to have a lot of different resources
right, exactly.
and SCORE. What's the team mentoring? How does that work?
Team mentoring is set up in three specific locations. We have a Westchester location, we have a Kenwood location, and a Northern Kentucky office. And on specific days of the week, we have a group of mentors who show up there, say, from 9 to noon every Wednesday, and clients who want the benefit of meeting with a group of mentors to get sort of a cross-section of advice can go to those group sessions rather than having a one-on-one relationship.
I also want to mention that I had different teams at different phases in my business development. So I started off with a specific team initially, but as I morphed into what I wanted to do, they brought in a marketing person or a person that would work with me on a business plan, a person who could work with me on the design of the store and that kind of thing. So it was great that I didn't necessarily stay with one team all the time. It just depended on what I needed at the various stages of my business development.
So you mentioned business plans. How crucial was that business plan to getting
yourself going? If you don't have a business plan, you won't make it. So yeah. The business plan is initial. It's very painful.
Yeah.
Because it's great to have all these wonderful ideas, but you got to some way put it on paper and make it relevant. You have to make the numbers work. Numbers work. Will I be able to stay relevant? Will I be able to pay the bills? Will I be able to bring customers and clients in? You know, all of those things are important. And even though you have a business plan, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to work out that way. It's just a plan.
So you have to be flexible.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
You have to be very flexible. Because I thought that I would make all of my money teaching classes. Guess where I make a lot of the money? Alterations. So I had to kind of transition and change my focus. I still do classes, but alterations is a big part because downtown people are dropping off clothes all the time. They need somebody to hem, to take in, to tailor, to tuck, to take out, all that kind of thing. And I find that to be a special need.
I just want to add to that. We always say at SCORE, we're not the dream destroyers, but we're reality checkers.
Yes.
So I think that's one of the great services that we offer.
Yeah.
At anyone, and by the way, we're one of the few agencies that will talk to anyone. We will talk to a single mother who wants to open a bakery on her street corner. We will talk to them and we'll give them the best advice we can. Mm-hmm. We'll gently ask questions that they need to know, for example, the ones that Karen mentioned, and help people to make their own decisions about, is this really a good thing for you to do right now? But we stand ready to help them no matter what. And that's where I think SCORE comes in.
Yeah.
The other thing I'd like to mention is Pat indicated you have a training program when you're a mentor, but we also continue to train and evaluate our mentors once they are part of our group. So we like to say that our mentors really are the most important part of what we do. So we make sure that they're continually up to snuff and trained and evaluated and getting feedback so that our clients can be very sure that they're getting the best advice.
And you help with that business plan.
Yes, yeah. That's one of our most popular things.
Sometimes I think people think, I can just come up with this great idea and run.
Yes.
Oh,
and
no.
Very
often.
They don't
awful.
Realize how
yourself.
Much, like you were saying, it's a lot of hard, painful
yes.
work.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Yeah.
And occasionally, someone will work on that business plan and come back to us after months and say, you know what, I'm just not ready for this right now. Yeah. And that may be the right answer for them at that point in their life. It may be too much. So, you know, as Betsy said, we let the client dictate where we go with this mentoring relationship. And we save a lot of financial pain and heartbreak by helping them see that.
Yes.
Yeah. If you've got that plan, it's going to tell you, like you were saying, Pat, maybe you don't go ahead with this. Maybe it just won't work out money-wise.
Right.
Tell us about the July 8th event that you have coming up in Washington Park.
This is a great showcase for SCORE's in-business clients. As you know, all of our clients are local small businesses, and on July 8th in Washington Park, from 10 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon, we're going to be showcasing over 50 of these businesses set up at tables and tents in Washington Park, selling whatever it is they produce, whether it's craft foods, it might be jewelry. We have one client who will be selling yoga lessons. So we have a whole variety of different kinds of unique small businesses that you would never find in one spot ever again. So it's free to the general public. We invite everyone to come down. We'll have some food trucks there. We hope that people will browse all of our vendors, maybe do some shopping, get your Christmas shopping done in July, and then go to the food trucks, have lunch in the park. And we will also be offering a free drawing for 100 $50 gift cards or a $300 gift card. And it's a free entry to the general public. So if you're downtown on July 8th, please stop by Washington Park. You will definitely see all of our tents.
Is this the first time you've done something like this? Or?
It's not. It's the first time we've done a sales event like this, and we're calling it SCORE Small Biz Market. But in May, we did a similar event where we brought clients who wanted to open some sort of a food-related business. We brought them together at the Sharonville Convention Center with about 15 local food experts who could talk to them about, here's what it takes to open a restaurant.
Pat, Betsy, and Karen, thank you for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you. It's been our pleasure.
Yes.
Betsy Newman, Executive Director of SCORE, mentor Pat McKay, Karen Williams, who's owner of Serendipity Lounge. Coming up, we'll have a conversation with former U.S. Ambassador Jack Matlock. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.